Welcome to America Tonight, the final appearance of one of our favorites from Talk Radio News, Jeff Holtzman, who just stepped out of the White House to talk to us. Jeff, it's kind of bittersweet for us, I have to tell you.
Yeah, it's a weird day, Kate. It's definitely bittersweet for me. I'll miss it a lot. And of all the shows that I do, and I've told you this many times, but it's true, I'll definitely miss you, yours the most. We've always had a lot of fun. I always, you know, look forward to calling into your show. I know that, you know, we're always going to have a couple laughs, and it's been a lot of fun. What can I say? And hopefully, you know, this is goodbye just for now, and hopefully we'll get to talk again at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure our paths will cross again. And besides, if nothing else, you know, during the NFL season, I'm going to gig you constantly about the Washington Redskins.
Yep, I'm sure we'll have a lot to talk about with DeSean Jackson and everything else.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, it angers me to think of DeSean Jackson. Thanks for bringing that up. I haven't even had my coffee yet. All right, so big news with the Obamacare. A House report just comes out, talked about how much has been paid in Obamacare premiums, and it was a little less than what I thought. Did you see this? Only two-thirds of the 3.65 million people who signed up for Obamacare have paid their first premium. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what a new report that just got put out this week by a group of House Republicans on the Energy and Commerce Committee says, that only 67% of people who enrolled in plans through Obamacare have paid their first month's premium. Republicans said that they got their data by surveying all the insurance companies that are involved in the federal marketplace and compiled the data on people who had paid by April 15th, which was the last day of open enrollment. The committee said it found only 2.45 million people had paid for coverage through the federal marketplace at that time. Of course, the White House says that 8 million people have enrolled in insurance plans through Obamacare. So the Republicans are saying that the real number of people who are actually covered right now is much lower. Now, as you mentioned, I just got out of the White House briefing. It's still going. It's still going on. And I just got out of the briefing, and Jay Carney was asked about this story, and he said the reason for the discrepancy is that people haven't been asked by their insurance companies to pay yet. He said that people who just signed up earlier in April are just starting to receive paperwork telling them, you know, when they have to pay and who they have to pay and all that kind of stuff. So he said that, you know, he first off, Kate, said that the White House disputes the GOP report and that the percentage of people who have paid is higher. But he said that if there are people that haven't paid, that's the reason. They haven't been asked to yet. So that's kind of interesting. And he was also asked, why doesn't the White House put out its data right now? If it disputes the GOP report, why not put out your own data? And Carney said that the White House would rather wait until the administration has the full data picture and put that out rather than putting out what he called a half-baked report like the Republicans did, he said.
Wow. All right, so I'm sure we'll be talking about that. All of you can chime in, 855-266-5283. The other thing is day two of Benghazi, and, you know, what's the latest, I guess, spin or conversation about this?
Well, yeah, the conversation over these emails that Judicial Watch released a couple days ago continues. Carney was asked about that again and repeated that the White House's message to Susan Rice wasn't to lie about what caused the Benghazi attacks, but rather to talk about what caused the protests at large. Carney essentially doubled down today on what he said yesterday, that the email wasn't an attempt to lie. Now, it's interesting. There was a hearing today in the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that's led by Daryl Issa, and they heard testimony from the former head of AFRICOM, who was in that seat at the time of the attacks, who said that more could have been done to prevent the attacks from happening. He said that it was kind of a bombshell. He said that the military probably could have done more. He said today he didn't know if that would have necessarily prevented the death of four Americans, including former ambassador to Libya Christopher Stevens, but he said that the military, he thinks, could have done more. And of course, the Republicans and other critics allege that the State Department told the military to essentially stand down, and that the State Department ignored warnings beforehand that there might be an attack and ignored requests the day of and the night of to send military forces in real time. So that's kind of interesting. So the story, I think, this whole Benghazi controversy will continue. And another thing is Hillary Clinton is probably going to run for president. There's a small chance she won't. But if she does, then I think the story definitely will have legs because, as Secretary of State at the time, you know, Hillary Clinton is widely seen as one of the people responsible for what happened there. So I think that, you know, the attack ads will come out and a lot of the focus will be on, you know, whether Hillary mishandled Benghazi, whether she tried to play a role in covering it up and that sort of thing. So I think the story will continue for a long, long time.
All right. The last one is this new report, the GM bailout. The U.S. lost $11.2 billion. Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, that's what the Treasury Department, that's what the, a government report estimated this week, that the U.S. government lost $11.2 billion on its bailout of GM. And, of course, the Treasury Department, back in December when it sold its remaining GM shares, said that that taxpayers would take about a $10.3 billion hit. Turns out the total is about $1 billion higher. So not good news. The $11.2 billion loss includes a write-off in March of the government's remaining $826 million investment in old GM. That's according to a quarterly report by a Treasury watchdog. But remember, the U.S. government spent about $50 billion to bail out GM. And so what this government report is saying is that taxpayers lost $11.2 billion on that.
Wow, crazy. All right, Jeff Holtzman, continued success. Good luck in your next venture, and I'm sure we'll be speaking soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Kate. All the best to you and the people who make your show happen, and I definitely look forward to being back on the air with you at some point in the future. Hope all is well.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks.
All right, sad to see Jeff Holtzman go. What fun it was to kibitz with him back and forth, and he certainly provided us with some great information over the years. He was the one who was at the White House when the Osama bin Laden get, I'll call it that, happened, and we talked on a Sunday and immediately got him on the air. It was terrific, and he's done some other things and passed us on to some congresspeople and senators, too, as well. By the way, the Republican-controlled House, this is big because I know this is on your radar, it's on my radar, is going to hold a contempt vote next Thursday on the former IRS supervisor, Lois Lerner, who just took the fifth and took the fifth and took the fifth. So Majority Leader Eric Cantor was the guy who announced that late in the day. What happens here, it's the most serious step taken by really anyone on the Hill in the controversy surrounding the IRS targeting of conservatives and Tea Party and religious groups for that whole, which was so crazy for the tax-exempt status. You know, it's like they're begging you to find out what else is here with the story. And if it were a Democrat, I think it'd be the same way, honestly. I do. So Cantor said last week that Lerner could stop the contempt vote if she would just testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, but she won't do it. She keeps invoking the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. So what does that mean? She was politically active. She was a Democrat. Did this all just come from Lois Lerner? Is she going to fall on the sword? What's going to happen here? You know, the scrutiny started back in 2010, and, of course, it just continued to roll on before the 2012 presidential election. Coming up, a town in Minnesota shaken to its core. I'm going to tell you why next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. phases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Going on the lighter side, the Kentucky Derby. I'll give you my picks coming up a little bit later in the show. On the heavy side, I'll tell you what, it just makes your heart sink when you hear stories about teenagers, 16, 17, 18, and the destruction that they want to do in a classroom to their own family, that kind of thing. And it harkens back to Columbine. I remember being in a big radio newsroom when that story broke, and every second and watching it, how it would get worse and worse, and you know, ultimately what happened there, and the sad look of fear in the eyes of the teachers and the kids. And this is 1999, who ran out of the Columbine High School, and of course there were heroes connected to that. But it sort of started the floodgate of schools and kids wanting to do things at schools, you know, in other words, go in with a gun or bombs or, you know, whatever. So I certainly don't want to downplay this one. And luckily, and this is the good news, 17-year-old John David Ledoux was stopped before he wrecked way too many lives, including his own families. His intention was to kill his mother, to kill his father, to kill his siblings, and then to go to school, set off a whole bunch of bombs, and shoot people in the hallways that weren't hit by the shrapnel from the bombs. And he was figuring out ways to create diversions in a town, Waseca, Minnesota, is just really shaken to its core, as I said. And what happened here was somebody saw something that just didn't look right. And when it didn't look right, what they saw was a guy with a backpack, this Ledoux, who had some things in the backpack that looked just kind of funny that were sticking out. They didn't even know if this is a pressure cooker, bombs, that kind of stuff. But it didn't look right. And he had a storage unit. So somebody saw that and thought, no, this something's not right here. So the person called 911 because they got suspicious. With the backpack open at the storage unit and going inside and closing the door, well, in that storage unit was enough to really kill hundreds of people. And people are shocked in this town about this. He practiced for 10 months. He was refining the chemicals in his bombs to try a little more lethal combination. He set off the practice bombs in a playground at Hartley Elementary School. And he was doing it over and over again. He had elaborate plans for what he was going to do. He had drawn up blueprints of what was going to happen, the bombs that he was going to set off, the damage that he was going to create, the metal ball bearings and nails, the pressure cooker bombs, that would have killed however many people in the cafeteria, maimed them, and then running into the halls and shooting anyone he could find. So after his arrest on Tuesday, the high school junior said, yeah, he didn't back off of this. He said he was going to kill as many students as he could before he was killed by the SWAT team. So he assumed, yeah, the SWAT team's going to come in here. I know it. I have X amount of time to do this. So anyway, this Ledoux was charged Thursday with 4 counts of attempted first-degree murder, 2 counts of first-degree damage to property, and 6 counts of possession of a bomb by someone under 18. Here's what one of the police officers had to say about how lucky they got in this Minnesota town.
We can either believe that this occurred as a result of a lucky break, or, as I do, choose to believe that God was looking out for all of us.
Mm-mm-mm. And, you know, the fact that he was practicing, the fact that he idolized the situation that happened at Columbine, that, you know, it would have been the anniversary. The idea was that he originally planned the attack for April 20th, the anniversary of the Columbine massacre that killed 13 people in Littleton, Colorado in 99 that I mentioned. But that was stopped because the 20th was Easter Sunday and there was no school. And the police really believe this attack would have happened within the next few weeks if it wasn't for that 911 caller who said, you know, this tall white guy wearing this backpack, opening a storage unit, going inside and closing the door, and just didn't seem right. So when they went to the storage unit, Ledoux, the kid, was actually in the unit when they got there. And there was ammo boxes all the way lined up the walls. There was a scale, a pressure cooker, packaging for red oxide, all the materials for making bombs. And he pretty much, when they first encountered him, he started to taunt the police, telling them that they could guess what he was doing. And then finally, he just, you know, he said he had an assault rifle. He had 400 rounds of ammunition. He had a 9mm handgun with ammo. He had a gun safe with more firearms. And these were in his bedroom at home. And they went, and sure enough, they found that too as well. So that was the idea about, as I said, getting rid of the parents and the young sister first, and then moving on to the school. Very creepy, very scary. And this poor town, I mean, here we go again. Do we keep hearing this over and over and over again? Yeah, the kid had 3 completed bombs in his bedroom, but geez, he was a nice kid. He had 60 pounds of metal ball bearings. But gee, he was a nice kid. We saw him in church on Sunday. Seems like such a good kid. Ugh. In the notebook, he had everything listed, every detail for killing the people he was going to kill. For 9-10 months, he was taking notes. He was drawing up a plan. And then, like I said, people come out when they're asked about, when they're asked in Waseca, well, do you know Ledoux? Do you know this kid? And they say, yeah, you know, we talked all the time. We would throw the football around. We played baseball in the side yard. And here we go again. He had plenty of friends. He had plenty of friends. And didn't get bullied. Everybody's saying, you know, bullied. He played guitar. He hung out with a lot of people. He was just normal in every aspect. He was polite. He asked questions. He followed instructions. And it's just, when you keep hearing this over and over again, it is very scary. I do not blame the people in this town for just being shook up, because what would have could have happened there? And to say, yeah, there was luck and God looking out, oh boy, no kidding. The parents have no explanation for it, had no idea. You know, they're in the courtroom and they're just staring straight ahead. And that was it. So now the rest is history. But luckily, for once, when we're getting on the air here, we're not talking about how many people were shot and who stopped the shooter and how long it took. And at least in this case, it was stopped before it happened. And the reason why is because somebody, instead of just turning a blind eye to it, I mean, how many things do you notice in just a flash? We keep talking about this. How can you be more proactive? What do you do for your family, for your friends? What is it you notice? But, you know, something could seem cockamamie to you, and it's absolutely nothing. But this person thought, no, it's too odd. It just seems too odd that he keeps going in there. It's not like the other people who dump their stuff off, shove it into the corner, and then, you know, get out of there. It doesn't seem like that. It just seems as though he's spending a lot of time. So anyway, bravo that this was stopped. For once, like I said, we're on the air and we're talking about that instead of the carnage that happened. And I think in my book, that's a good thing. You betcha that they were able to stop that for sure. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, odds and ends. What else happened that's creating the buzz across the land? We got you. We got you covered next.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming up, we have our cheap movie review if you hang around throughout the show. But I do want to tell you, I ran into Spider-Man, no kidding, in a parking lot. And, boy, he made tracks to me. I don't know if he was using his webs or what it was. He wanted to get in the picture. So if you go, I'm so serious about this, if you go to americatonight.net and you click on Twitter, and you follow me on Twitter at Real Radio Talk, you'll see Spider-Man hanging out with me earlier in the evening. He told me someone tried to rip off his mask. He wasn't showing me anything. He refused. He said he was the real deal. So you might want to go and see that. Spider-Man 2. Who doesn't remember watching those Sunday cartoons? Spider-Man was on my radar. Batman was on my radar when I was a kid. Oof, I love those. I love those guys. Superheroes. And we read the comics, too. So we watched the cartoons and read the comics. You probably had your own favorite superhero. Probably Superman, maybe, right? I bet this audience is Superman-friendly audience. Or maybe you thought all of that was nonsense and you didn't pay any attention whatsoever. All right, odds and ends, besides my brush with fame with Spider-Man. The interesting thing that we're going to talk about here is the follow-up to Donald Sterling. And the mistress, whether or not she leaked the details or not, guess what? We have some more scoop on that. And I know you're not going to be shocked when I tell you what the deal is with that. He has a Donald Sterling's 81. He has a 41-year-old mistress, or had, and bought her a fleet of cars, bought her a high-priced condo, all that kind of stuff. And then the way she gets him back, I guess, is that she tapes the conversation with him. And then, of course, it explodes all over the place. And he shows a little bit of his true colors, and they're out all over there. And, boy, the follow-up to what's going to happen with the Clippers is going to be really, really interesting. All right, Dan is listening to us in Cross Plains, Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hello, beautiful. Listen, I'm going to Dallas to shop for a Bentley. I figure I'll be able to afford one after you do that walk to New Jersey naked. I'm going to sell tickets.
Because you think that we're going to have a president that gets impeached?
Yes, I believe so. Look, they're catching up with the man. He's got just too many indiscretions. And his little I'm going to do things my way routine isn't going to get it. After November, he's toast. Benghazi is going to sink him. And where was he for 7 hours before he took off to Nevada for a fundraiser? I think he was meeting his gay lover. I think he's a little bit on the, shall we say, the pink and black side of the light in the loafers routine. I think he's as fruitcake as can be. And I think Michelle and the kids are just cover.
I think you're just trying to nail anything you can against the wall with him.
No, seriously. Where was he? He won't say. Where was he for 7 hours before he took off while we were getting four people murdered by those people in Benghazi? And we could have wiped them off the face of the map with one puff of magic dragon strike.
Yeah, and they should have.
It would have been over. Yep. And the whole world would have understood, you do not touch American.
I agree.
One embassy is American property, regardless where it's Timbuktu or Benghazi. And you don't touch it. And that would have been the end of it. But they wouldn't have dared do it again. And he's going down because of this. American people are starting to understand, and the kids out there that are going to school, they're graduating and there's no jobs for them. There's no money for them. He's lost his kids that used to back him. He's going down. And Mary Landrieu, she's trying to get the pipeline put through because she knows if she can't pull some rabbit out of the hat, she's toast. And so is Harry Reid. He's screaming about he's going to lose his speakership and goodbye Obama's power in the Senate. The whole thing is starting to unwind on them. It's just too many damn lies that they're finally catching up with, and this man's going down. So I'm going to wind up rich as can be with that perp walk. And I thank you. I thank you for putting that out there on the air and challenging us out there. I love you for what you're doing for me. You're great. I just think you're the greatest.
Oh, Dan, you made me laugh. You are hilarious. Oh, you are so funny. Hey, you have a good weekend.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So people who don't know this, I said on the air, because Dan always insists that Obama's going to be impeached, and I always say, no, he's not going to be impeached. He's deep into his second term now. There's no great gain. It's just a distraction for the Republicans, really. They're not going to do that because of how tough it is anyway. And I said I was so positive. I got so frustrated with Dan one time. I said, look, I'm so positive. I will walk naked in New Jersey if he's impeached, not if somebody says they want to impeach him, because a lot of people have said they want to impeach him. But if he was impeached, I would do that. I do not believe that will happen. Do I believe there's a lot of shenanigans going on, cover-ups, things that don't make sense, lack of information? It's more than anything lack of information for an administration that said they were going to be transparent. I mean, listen, half the people I know that are strong Democrats, that have voted Democrat their whole lives, were not happy and are not happy with what they're seeing with Obama. Upon further review, they're not excited about the Obama administration. Yes, coming in, they were in the first term, and then seeing what actually happened, Dan brought up a good point. Anybody younger, they're really stuck because you are on the hook for big-time bucks in student loans, and where's the jobs? You're getting jobs that barely pay enough for you to keep the roof over your head. And you have a giant student loan you have to pay back just to get ahead. You got to get in front of that loan. $60,000, $70,000, $100,000. And these aren't kids that have silver spoons, of course, that where the tuition was paid for. They have the loans. They've got to make good on those loans. They got to get them away. They've got to get that out of the way. You got to keep paying it off. And if you don't have a decent job, how are you adding that to the mix? It's a huge problem. I think the bigger question is, because there's not going to be an impeachment, is how much, and I'm wondering this, how much does what's happened now, the frustration among Democrats, younger people, not the obvious, not Tea Party people, not Republicans who would never vote anyway for Obama, how much does that hurt the next Democrat running for president, meaning Hillary Clinton, because it's going to be Clinton, barring something else, just as Jeff said at the top, where he thinks Benghazi is going to hang around for a long time and that could really hurt them. I don't know that Benghazi is going to hurt as much as people think. It should. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. The question should have been answered from the beginning, and it's just every time we turn around, there's some different piece of nonsense that comes out about it, which even if it makes it look worse, 10 times worse. And it was a terrible thing that happened that should have never happened. So how much does that stick to Hillary Clinton? But how much does the disappointment with Obama for many, many people, how much does that stick for the next Democrat running, which is Clinton, if it's not Clinton, whoever else it is? And this is one thing, and I've said this over and over again, and boy, we're trying to get him on the show, and I know we're going to get him on the show in the next probably couple of weeks. Rents Priebus is the guy who runs the Republican Party, meaning he's the chairman, so he's got to look at direction and strategy, the overall picture. So what's the strategy? The strategy really has to be, what are you offering? It can't be completely all negative about what the past administration has been for two terms, because there's got to be something that sticks, that gravitates people who, to the Republican candidate, to them, to want to vote the independents, some of the Democrats who aren't happy with what they've seen. And so that's got to be the focus. And you have to have a strong candidate. And I think you have to have a strong undercard. I think here it really matters. And I think it will matter with Clinton probably too as well. But the Benghazi nonsense is exactly that. It's insane. These questions should have been, they were asked and they should have been answered. And instead they weren't. So if you're a transparent administration, there were screw-ups, why can't they just cop? You know, this is what I don't understand. Why can't they just cop to the screw-ups? Yeah, we messed up. Man, Ambassador Stevens, he asked for help 3 times, really. But, okay, we'll call it 2. Way ahead of what happened. We're worried. We need protection. Geez, help us. You know, we're hanging out here with our tails hanging out. Help us. We need help. Nope, can't do it. Don't have the budget, whatever. Nope, we're not doing it. Not doing it. Not doing it. Twice. And then the unthinkable happens. They're killed, and when are they killed? On 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11. And then, oof, we don't want that to seem like Americans are being targeted on 9/11, especially an ambassador. And, you know, all the other little trinkets dumped out. Imagine being a family member to anybody who was in that situation and how tough it is. You got to get by the obstacles, right? But how tough is it to move on from that? I think pretty darn tough. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Heading for the exits, and we got numbers we can count coming up.
And Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. China, sweet China. They've decided they're going to go demolition style. A massive church was razed to the ground this week in a coastal Chinese city nicknamed the Jerusalem of the East for its very large Christian population. But the local official types responsible decided, you know what? The church is an illegal structure. It's just, it doesn't work for us. Four times the permitted structure size. So we're going to blow it up. We're just going to demolish it. $4.7 million landmark church demolished in China. Wow. An illegal structure. Yeah, right. So Christian Rights groups say the demolition signals an official anti-religious campaign. The Sanjiang Church took 12 years and 30 million yuan, which is the 4.7 in translation, to build soaring spires, a symbol of what was, and in a city that is 15% Christian. So there's been this standoff between the supporters of the church and the locals there. And the church, which is so crazy, isn't that a communist country? The church was a government-approved project under what they call the Three Self-Patriotic Movement. And so it was sanctioned. But I guess somebody decided, we don't like this. And I kind of agree. There's something here that was crazy. I mean, why would they have that money? Why would they raise it? And then why would they do this? It, you know, unless there's something that's going to go on that land. Right? Oh, my. We take and we give away. And this church was pretty cool, I have to say. And that's why I bring it up, because, wow, to go there and see that would have been pretty neat. But you can't do that now. It's gone. It is gone. So I'm going to say that's a bumbleheaded move. And it's a waste of money. In a communist country, do we just throw the yuan in the air? That's not usually the M.O. of China. Not usually. 55 colleges are being investigated by the feds for what? Over the handling of sexual violence complaints. You have a daughter, a niece, a friend who's got a daughter. Anyway, here's what the deal is. They're saying that these schools illegally handled harassment and really more than that, sexual violence complaints. I mean, that's bad if you're saying violence. So it's always dicey at these schools anyway. The list includes colleges and universities in 27 states in the District of Columbia, and they're talking about, there's that word, transparency. They're trying to bring more transparency to the enforcement work and to foster better public awareness of civil rights. The University of California, Berkeley, said they're going to cooperate with the investigation, and the chancellor has sent out a letter to the campus saying sexual assault is not going to be tolerated. Washington State University, meanwhile, said it was notified in January of 2013 that a federal complaint had been filed. They volunteered to work with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights to improve their policies and engage in student focus groups and all that kind of stuff. The University of Colorado Boulder, these are some big schools, said it wasn't surprised by its inclusion. They knew about this, that it was coming up, and they expect to name a specifically designated director by the end of the summer. How about that? I mean, listen, anything that keeps the campus safe, men or women or whatever, I mean, we're already talking about the ridiculousness of the cost of education. You got, not all these kids have a mommy and daddy that are paying the outrageous prices. They're killing themselves literally to put themselves through school. They get out and there's a lot of disillusionment. And then when they're at the campus, they can't even be safe. And there's got to be a better way to handle this, and especially to handle complaints seriously and look into them, just investigate them, for goodness sake. I think 55 is a pretty, I mean, we have hundreds of universities. 55 is a pretty big number, I would say. It's a pretty big number. All right, moving on to something else. You know, I always say on this show that it always goes back to the numbers, doesn't it? It's the same thing. It always goes back to the money. It always goes back to the numbers, without a doubt. So here's a number for you. Here's an interesting number, actually. The first East Asian nation adopting a Sharia law. And Brunei is adopting the law, even though there's a massive outcry. It's pretty big that this has happened. It might fall under the radar for some people. But by doing this, this is the Islamic criminal law that includes punishment like, you ready for this, flogging, dismemberment, death by stoning for crimes like rape, adultery, and sodomy. So the religious laws operate alongside the existing civil code. And they had a ceremony this week. The Sultan of Brunei announced the commencement of the first phase of the Sharia-based penal code. And, I mean, this country is oil rich, baby. They are dripping in money. And it's a small country, but it's got a population of just under 500,000. And they do have a more conservative Islamic rule than even some of the neighboring countries like Indonesia or Malaysia, of course. So they are more stringent, but boy, it's one thing to be a little more stringent. Saying that you have adopted Sharia law and that the new code applies to Muslims and non-Muslims. So you've got a lot of Buddhists there. You've got Christians there. And that's too bad. They're going to have to abide by the law. And I can foresee a lot of problems with this. You wonder how many people are going to leave. And naturally, the LGBT advocacy groups in Asia are voicing their opposition to the implementation because, listen, you're going to have problems with women, children, other people because of their gender identity and sexual orientation. I'd say they better leave, is what I'd say. If you're going to try to stay there and live there with Sharia law, no thank you. That's an impossibility. When I hear the stories, and I know you've heard them, we've talked about them on the air, the stories of women that are stoned for really no reason and they just accuse them of adultery and it's not really adultery and they're scared to death and they're literally buried and then stoned and can't imagine. And to want to adopt it, and of course there's an outcry. And it's too bad more people don't know about it. That's why I included it in We Can Count. Jobless claims. This is always the report card for any president, and when they talk about trying to get more people back to work, they will always want to point to big numbers. The weekly jobless claim actually rose to 344,000. So the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits unexpectedly rose, but the trend is, they say, is pointing toward an improvement in labor conditions, but, boy, you take a sample of people around you, and it doesn't seem that way for sure. Economists that have been polled by Reuters forecasted first-time applications for jobless benefits falling to 319,000. And, of course, claims are volatile because of the timing of Easter and Passover and, you know, school spring breaks. I'll give them that, but the Labor Department said there were no special factors influencing the state levels. And here's the thing. This is what's never reported. How about the underemployed and the people juggling two and three jobs? And how about the people who just flat out give up? If we had those numbers, boy, they would be very, very flat, I'm afraid. Hey, don't forget, you can see me in Spider-Man if you go to Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.